A reading from the Good News according to Mark. In those days, when there was again a great crowd without anything to eat, he called his disciples and said to them, "I have compassion for the crowd, because they have been with me now for 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way, and some of them have come from a great distance." His disciples replied, "How can one feed these people with bread here in the desert?" He asked them, "How many loaves do you have?" They said, "7. Then he ordered the crowd to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves, and after giving thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to distribute. And they distributed them to the crowd. They had also a few small fish. And after blessing them, he ordered that these too should be distributed. They ate and were filled, and they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full. Now there were about 4,000 people." This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Meals were important to Jesus. He understood how food isn't just for nourishing our bodies. Food brings people together and forms community. That's what Eucharist is all about. Last summer, I was hosting 2 Dominican sisters from Southern Africa. We were driving from Southern Wisconsin to Springfield, Illinois. It's about a 5-hour trip through miles and miles of cornfields that were at that moment ready for harvest. It was an impressive sight, especially for these women who had never seen farms that big. They asked me what we do with all that corn. I told them it was fed to the livestock, but also, more and more, it was used for fuel. They were quiet as they considered that, and then one of them said, rather sadly, "You could feed the whole world with that corn." That remark really made me stop and think for a while, and I'm still thinking about it. Did you know that 80% of all corn grown in the United States is consumed by livestock, poultry, and fish production? Yet, ironically, more than 9,000 children worldwide die each day from causes related to hunger and undernutrition. It's a painful realization that the grain and resources we use to raise livestock and create fuel could be used more directly instead to feed the starving and malnourished children in the world. It's true, and we all know it. There's more than enough food in the world for everyone to have enough if we could only find a way to share it. I'm reminded of Marty Hoggins' song, "Plenty of Bread at the Feast of Life." There's plenty of bread at the feast. This is exactly what today's gospel is all about. Plenty of bread for everyone, if we only know how to share. Jesus is moved with compassion as he notices the hunger of the people. He asks his disciples about resources. What do they have? They only had 7 loaves and a few small fish. From that, the crowd of 4,000 people ate and were filled. How could this be? Maybe the miracle wasn't that Jesus mysteriously changed a little into a lot. Maybe the miracle was really that Jesus, in his compassion for the people, was able to open up their hearts and evoke the same kind of compassion for one another. The food they ate was the food they shared, and there were 7 baskets left over. what would have to happen in our own world that would open our hearts and nudge us to share what we have with those who don't have? What would have to happen in our own lives? Think about it.